Howdy, howdy, howdy. Please open your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 2. We're going to get there as you're looking. I want to do a couple of things. First of all, that our mission and the reason why we're even doing these videos is to share biblical truth, expose error, and provide encouragement to stay on the narrow path. Online is the future, and many are seeking truth and cannot find it in their own churches, and we want to be there for them. So we want to thank all of you that are helping us do that. We couldn't do it without you, and you know who you are, and thank you so much. I wanted to share just a couple of, one was part of a card. I got a kick out of this. Thank you for all you do and the beatings you take to serve the body of Christ. I thought, thank you, only God knows, right? Sometimes they come from the people you wouldn't expect. And then another one is from England. And I want to say this very carefully. I always like to not share too much. So when people write me, they don't get freaked out. I share too much. So she is from England, and I love to hear that we're getting out to other countries still. And she talked about an overseer that came into their group and their church, and he had a sermon that had nothing to do with Scripture. And years ago, I talked about this. I talked about beware of the green pastors, the pastors that are going into all of this, and they've experienced them here. This was years ago that I shared on this, but we're starting to see it now. And beware if the person you're sitting under is a part of this, and I, like I told her, put on your running shoes, because it's only going to get worse in some of these places. And it was supposed to be about prayer, but it was about the, climate, and how we were to blame for the recent disasters in the earth, the earthquakes, the floods, blah, blah, blah. No mention of Matthew 24, she said. And he indicated that the people who were questioning all this, emergencies that we're all going through, were ignorant. He finished by saying we all needed to do more, inferring that 8 billion people on the planet were too many. And isn't this something? They all want to reduce the population, but they don't volunteer. And the last thing was, he said, please stand up if you want to get with God's program. And this is the other thing, when they use the God card to make people feel guilty to do what they want to do. And this is what they've been doing forever. And of course, everyone stood up because no one wanted to go against God. And she said, I was more shocked to find out that people I heard talk about it thought he was really, really good. She said 4 years ago her eyes got opened. She came away from the mystical Christianity and the NAR word of faith type beliefs. I've repented, and it's taken a few years. And it has. It takes a while to come out of this. It was mainstream. Everyone thought it was God, except for there were a few out there that was warning. But it takes time to come out, and you have to be humble, because you thought you were right. We thought we were right, and we had the answer to everything, just decree and declare and all the authority we had. But now I cling to God's word and try not to go beyond what's written. All my friends are still in that way of thinking, unfortunately, and some are quite influenced by all these churches, Bethel being one, and the prophets. And they're now entangled with New Age beliefs. And I want to share some of that. If you've got a notepad, get ready, because we're going to hit some high spots about what's infiltrating not only the world, but the churches. Amen. And the church is my heart, because that's what I've been in most of my life. And these things have been happening for a long time, and we didn't see it because it came under the guise of faith, or it comes under the guise of different things. But when I share with somebody that came out of this movement, they came out, they describe it the best. When they've come out of this and they've gotten saved, they have a real clarity on what's being taught in those circles. And she said, I've tried warning them, but the response I get is not encouraging. they tend to steer clear of me. Welcome to the club, right? The stay clear of club. So the climate, the planets, all a part of their new belief systems. They're big fans of something that you put in the arm and they just can't seem to get enough of. And this is all the evidence and information I present to them, sadly, they tell me is fake news. Or they tell you you're a cunt. I won't say the rest. Okay, the last part of this, in the supermarket last week, a voice came over the loudspeakers telling us to socially distance. Now, this is in England. So it seems that certain things are making a comeback. And write to me if you let me know what country you're from, and I'll share what's going on in your country. It seems that the current political situation has been deliberately created to set people at war with each other and to hate one another. And the last thing, she said, the UK is descending and even deeper going into paganism. And that is really what is happening worldwide, is paganism and the occult. It's coming under different religious terms, but the word occult actually means hidden. Because if they came right out with their plan, people would reject it. But if it's hidden, if it's infiltrated through the church and all of a sudden your famous pastor or favorite preacher teaches it, it's got to be from God, right? As a result of all this happening, this is a scripture that I wanted to share in 2 Peter, before we get to Ezekiel, 2 Peter 2, 7 through 8. Lot was vexed by the filthy conversation of the wicked. He saw and heard every day the corruption, the evil, the crime, and the sin, you could say. But the main point here is Lot was vexed. Mm-hmm. And I think we're getting vexed. Yes. I did a sermon a few years ago on about being vexed. Mm-hmm. And vexed and grieved. Mm-hmm. And when you're vexed and grieved, you're like, now what? What's going to happen next? We have seen so much happening. We had three deaths that I can just say from last week to this. It's just, wow, things you never saw are happening faster than ever. And it's vexing because some of the things we know, and it's vexing because a lot of the Christians don't want to watch. Yes. They don't want to pray. They don't want to discern. They don't want to come out of their sweet little bubble. Please don't disturb me, spirit. Yes. And that's vexing. It's vexing because we're supposed to be watchmen. All of us are watchmen. In the Old Testament, they had prophets and apostles. And, you know, different things. Now, the New Testament, we have the Bible. We have Jesus. All things are spoken through him. But we have the prophets that are trying to tell us the word's not good enough, and you got to listen to my dream, my visitation. And what those things do is it makes you get away from God in the Bible, but it draws you to the personality of that cult leader. And when you're vexed, you're irritated. We try not to watch the news anymore. Most people I know are not watching the news anymore. They got vexed and irritated, and they feel they were lied to. Yeah. To be vexed means you're frustrated, stirred up to anger, and you're troubled. Mm-hmm. And then, so you're vexed on one side, and then you're grieved on another because you're suffering. You see people hurting. You know people are being lied to, and here we go with part two. And we're losing people. So there's a sadness. There's a sorrow. And someone asked me, well, how do you get used to that? You never get used to it. You're never prepared for death. You might think you are. I just lost someone that was, she would just turn 93, I guess. It's still hard. She was like my mother in where I used to live. And all these memories come up. And of course, they're in a better place. And yes, they had a great life. But it's still sad because it's a loss, and you have to deal with losses. And you have to process that. Don't stuff them down, because if you don't deal with them and process, others are going to keep happening, and you're not going to know how to emotionally handle stuff. So let yourself grieve. Let yourself cry. Whatever you need to do, do that, and don't feel guilty about it, right? And then in verse 9, he doesn't just leave us there vexed. He said, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. So if you're being tempted, some of the things you need to do is shut the door. Amen. Shut the door to stuff that you know you shouldn't be in. Shut the door. Give no place to the devil and shut the door. And then there's that doggy door. That little doggy door that you let that dog come in and out. It wants to play. It wants to go to the bathroom. It wants to do all this stuff. You got to shut every door. Because otherwise, in this day, the temptation is going to be amazing for people. If they haven't learned how to shut the door to things they know they shouldn't be doing, you got to call on the Lord and get delivered now, because things are coming. Everything's going green, as they say, marijuana-wise. We saw that last night on the news. It was going green. And after that, I said, yeah, we can shut it off now. We usually like to check the local weather, but it's just like this is going to be another thing. And it's going to be laced with stuff, and you got to be really careful in this day. Now, this is something that I shared, and I want to share before we go into this, that we have to have a certain mindset, because we live in a matrix. We live in what they say is real and then what reality really is. We have to find our own reality. And if not, the world will paint you a reality they want you to have. So a couple of things, and I've shared this before, but I want to share it again. If everyone is saying the same thing, I do not listen to it. That's a program. And what's a program? Steps that they tell you you have to follow. Ask questions and try to get answers. Many people don't ask any questions. They don't have any thinking skills. They don't do any research. You have to learn to do your own research, because there are consequences that we can't avoid if we make the wrong decisions. Yes, God does forgive us of sins, but there's consequences for those sins that we have committed. As we all know, there's a lot of things that you have to deal with. With the same thing that's coming, what's here and what's progressing here, is that we have to make decisions, do our own research, and make sure you study to show yourself approved. We have to live with a mindset of being set apart, because we're not of this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. So we have to live. Don't expect the world to love you. When we came into the charismatic whatever movement, everyone loved you. That should have been a red flag right there. And I was very popular when I was preaching all this stuff. But not so much when you come out and you really tell the truth of what you've been through. And like, no, that's wrong. You have to be set apart. And we have to get tough, because you do get beat up by people that don't want to hear it. I don't care about what they argue over in politics. I care about what they all agree upon. This is the thing that we saw a few years ago. They all agreed on warp speed, yeah. Both sides. You have to keep an eye on what they all agree on, because this is the agendas that they're following. I follow the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. These are the 17 sustainable goals that they are following. Like it or not, it's a global thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to read one more. This world is controlled by Satan. Satan is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. So when I see anyone propped up and supported by this system, I don't care if it's in the world or if it's in the church, they have sold out in some fashion, including Christian preachers. And one of the things what's happening right now, we are seeing the destruction of the old world order. They're bringing in their reset. And make it clear that these things are Luciferian and occultish. And we wonder, like, how is the Antichrist just going to show up? We see waves of it and we ignore it. No, these things just aren't going to just... They're happening now. They're happening. So we're seeing the collapse of a lot of different things that used to be. And this is part of their plan. So Romans 12:2, present your body a living sacrifice, holy. What do you want to put in your body? Okay, it's the devil wants to get in your temple. He always has. Don't be conformed to this world, but be renewed by the spirit of your mind. Prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. They are collapsing the old world. So what do we need to do? Stay in reality. Watch and discern. Watch and discern. That's the thing that Jesus told us to do, is to watch And we're all accountable for watching. Okay, now over to Ezekiel chapter 2. We finally got there. He's talking here to Ezekiel, and he said, verse 3, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impotent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them. Just because you don't want to go, and just because you don't want to warn, doesn't mean you're not supposed to. My personality is, I really like to have fun. I don't want to just sit and talk about doom and gloom, but we're at a time in our life that this isn't about us. This is about getting information out where we can, because there's coming a time that this will no longer be heard. And they're doing it fast, a lot faster. I've heard some more rules that just went down in different countries yesterday and today. So, verse 5, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. And it talks about, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, because they're a rebellious house. Speak my words unto them, and listen to this, whether they hear or whether they will forbear, for they are our most rebellious. And this is the same for us today. There's times that we need to talk. We don't want to have any kind of trouble. I like things to go smooth. I like peace. We all do. But there are times that we need to say what we need to say. Well, we can say it, okay? And if they don't hear you, at least their blood's not on your hands, amen, right? And you sowed a seed, maybe for someone else to sow another seed. Amen. So it's a thankless job. Ezekiel had a thankless job. But we, like him, have to be concerned about truth and not about numbers, not about popularity, but about pleasing the Lord and doing what he wants us to do while we're still here, right? But like Judas, he infiltrated from the inside. And our churches have been infiltrated for quite some time. But we are about to see some things in the next year or so. We are going to be shocked at who is really coming into different things. Their veneer is coming off. Jesus warned us about the synagogue of Satan in Revelations 3:9. He did not tell us to love wolves. People go, well, we just have to love them. No, we're supposed to mark them and avoid them. Mm-hmm. The goal of Satan is to control the whole world and get everyone to worship him. In Isaiah 14:12-14, read that, all the I wills that he will do. And when we were in our church world, we never thought about the devil. We had him under our feet. We were so busy just, you know, doing our thing. We just didn't realize the stuff he was doing behind the scenes. He's still here. And that's the thing that the church world just, oh, he's not real. You know, he's not, now that I'm, you know, a Christian, he has no authority. And as a result, nobody took a stand. Nobody went to the board meetings of churches and schools. Things just kept happening and happening. He said, I will be like the Most High God. And all the I wills that he said he's going to do. Now, the merchants of the earth believe, and this is shocking for some people, for some of you it won't if you've done any research, but the merchants of the earth, whatever you want to call them, societies, different things, they're such a web. They believe, and this is why it's hard for us to understand reality, what's going on, because they believe the end justifies the means for the greater good. That the strong are entitled to rule. That the weak are not sustainable and they're expendable. The strong will conceal their identity until they're ready to take over. And this is what people don't understand, is that there's so much going on that is not really spoken of in churches as well as the world, things that they're doing with different nations, different countries, and they're not going to be on the news until they're ready. And when they usually come on the news, it's too late. It's too late then. So sometimes we're ahead of the curve and we tell you what's coming and people won't believe it, because if it's not on the news, it can't be true. Survival, they believe, and this is how they think, and prosperity depend on total control from the top down. And this is part of the Luciferian initiations, the oath, all the different things. In Isaiah, Satan said, I will. I will. I will be like the Most High God. What does God do? God made the earth and all this. He wants to do the opposite, absolute opposite of what God did and God made, and turn it around. He wants to be in total control of what gender is, what the planet is, everything that we're hearing on the news. You need to question it and do research on it. They believe there's no absolute right or wrong outside of human will. Do as thou wilt. Their ways, though harsh, to them are realistic and very necessary. And their drug is power. They have all the money. Just Jesus always warned us. You know, he took that whip and the money changers, the bankster boys, right? We've always had problems with those realms. And he had it then, and we still have it now. But they want power over the fellow man. Now, Colossians 2:8 says, beware. Are we being aware? Are we watching? Are we discerning? These are scriptures I never heard in church. When I was going, everybody just talked about, you can have what you say, the law of attraction in the word of faith, the seven mountains, all this different stuff. Well, here, the Bible says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Now, what does philosophy mean? How people should live. In vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments, what does rudiments mean? The teachings. After the teachings of the world and not after Christ. Okay, their belief in the philosophies of men, you can call it whatever you want. There's different names of spirituality. You call it New Age. You can call it the occult. A lot of these things are coming together as we've never seen them before. And their belief, of course, this is paganism. It's not new, but it's coming out in the open more and more, that God is the universe, or God and nature are one. They reject a personal savior and believe in an impersonal, universal force from within. Now think about all the faith messages we heard about the force of faith, the force of this, the force of that. This is what it really is. The force, like in Star Wars and the Avatar, is the gods or gods of the New Age, whatever you want to call them, the New World, or the Old World coming back in the open. And these are all things that the book of Revelation tells us. It's like, you're blessed if you read that book. Even though you don't understand a lot of it, there's certain things that are going to pop out and you're going to say, whoa, the beast rises up. Now, here's some tips for staying in reality. Present your body, like we said, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Don't be conformed to the world, but renew your mind and prove what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. Because they don't talk about God's will. They don't talk about you having a personal relationship with Jesus. Because if they believe you're gods, you have little sparks, and all the sparks come together, and all these sparks worldwide and nationwide are going to come together. They're going to bring back their Christ, which is the Antichrist. So we have to test the spirits. Test the spirits. Discern. Research and study. What is coming into your churches? What is coming into your Bible study books? What is coming into... Do you just take everything and swallow it and think it's right? Well, we used to do that because we thought, well, we're little and we don't know much. We're a little Christian. They have a big ministry. They must be right. I question all that now. Now, this is important. The older dictators fell. This is a quote from Huxley. He said, the older dictators fell because they could not supply their subjects with enough bread, enough circuses, enough miracles, and enough mysteries. Now, I think it's funny because when we heard the miracle, oh, it's a miracle that we got this potion so fast, they called it a miracle. and the mysteries. And now we're having aliens, right? We're having alien stuff. So there's going to be a lot of bread circuses. Our politics right now is a theater. It's absolutely a circus. Now listen to what he said. This was part of what he said. And he said, but under a scientific dictatorship, everything now is trust the
science.
Under a scientific dictatorship, it should not be overthrown. Because the people you look to that you think are going to give you the answers are actually the bad guys. Yeah. I know some pretty good doctors that are exposing other doctors. Food, entertainment, sports. Think of how we lost our men. I know this one lady was married to a guy. She goes, he likes anything with a ball. Golf, basketball, football. He was always unavailable because he was constantly addicted to something as far as sports. Food, entertainment, distractions, and divisions. Now we have fear porn. Everything, be afraid of this. Be afraid of that. Be afraid to talk to your neighbor. Be afraid. Be afraid. And mysteries. Oh boy, we got these aliens coming. And it's all about science and data. They love those words. And about technology. Okay? Now, George Orwell in 1984, that's what he said. Football, beer, and above all, gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. Now we got weed. Okay, the moral code of the synagogue of Satan is, before you destroy your enemy, you must tell him what you're going to do to him. Watch the commercials about drugs. The side effects is, this could kill you, but it might help your sinuses. They tell you in movies, they tell you in TV series, they tell you in magazines, they tell you stuff because they have to, because they believe then when they cross over on the other side, you know, it's this balance thing that they're into. Everything in the force must balance. Therefore, all negative acts must be matched by positive ones. So now we have charities. You need to do research on some of these charities. They believe... Remember, Jesus said, beware of the synagogue of Satan. The only power, he's not around anymore. Well, he's still here, and he's still doing his work, and he's going to do it up until Jesus Christ comes back, and he destroys them all. Yep. But there is a time that he is, you know, we look at the back of the book and we win, but there's things that are happening in between those books, that book, cover to cover. They believe only power is real. Love and compassion are simply illusions to comfort the weak. That's why these people, they have no thought of killing people or what they do to the masses. You look at the old dictators. We have to learn from history how they brought down countries. Sacrifices, they believe. Now, we had one sacrifice. Jesus was our sacrifice. And because of his sacrifice, we accept him. We don't need to make sacrifices, right? They believe in sacrifices are necessary for the greater good, and the end justifies the means. And you read the Old Testament, some things you don't want to read in there, but it tells you what paganism is, what they did, how they appeased their gods. They sacrificed some of their children to these gods to get success, power, whatever. And they believe in the cosmic balance. The ultra-rich donate large sums of money. Positive deeds are believed to cancel out their negative ones or works because of their scales, their balancing of the scales. Now, the signs of the end times, can you hang in there a few more minutes? Matthew 24, earthquakes, famine, were not to let any man deceive us. Jesus told us what's going to happen and what's going to happen before he comes. He says, let no man deceive you. So we have to be watchful. We have to be vigilant. We have to endure to the end. And we have to admit we're not beyond being deceived. That's why it's good if you have a little group that you guys can all balance each other out, because if you get isolated, you can get weird. You know, and then you can also get picked off, because the sheep, if they'd go off and wander by themselves, the wolf would come, take them out. But the Bible talks about the Laodicean age, end time church, and that's what we're in. We're in the lukewarm part of the church age, the falling away, the apostasy, and we're starting to see the Luciferian occult movements moving in, and they're not even really hiding it anymore. The teachings of Jesus are at odds with these new spirituality, whatever you want to call it, one world religion, philosophy. This philosophy, and I'm just going to kind of lump it up and say this teaching, says that man is perfect. It does not need a savior. That's why when you go to some of these churches, they tell you how great you are. I mean, you can just get puffed up just going to some of these places that you are so awesome. You are so great. Well, the Bible says that we're sinners and we need a savior. They don't believe that. Man needs redemption through Jesus Christ. They believe there's no need for redemption. When you already have it, you don't need it. You already have a spark within you of divinity. You are already a God. The New Agers say each person is his own judge and that hell is a myth. Boy, they don't like to talk about heaven and hell. But the Bible says that there is a final judgment. They don't believe that. They make their own Bibles. They actually make up what they believe, and they like to worship themselves. Yeah. The Bible says there's a second coming of Christ. If you have a scope-filled Bible, throw it out.
Amen.
There is a second coming of Christ. That was the first Bible someone gave me. Bunch of weird stuff in there. But these other philosophies say that another Christ is coming. Not Jesus Christ. But it's another Christ. And today, now if you hear this word Christ consciousness, you need to put your running shoes on. You might need to keep your running shoes on. What is Christ consciousness? It's man-centered. Even though they use the word Christ, he said, many are going to come in my name. They come in his name. And they tell you you need to have it. So they think that Jesus is someone you can follow, but he's not really who he says he is, right? So they believe that this Christ consciousness will lead the world into the new age. What is this? This is Eastern mysticism, and it's evolving. They watch out when you hear the word evolve, evolve, evolve. We can save ourselves. They believe you can save yourself by being enlightened. Jesus was just a good teacher to follow. Yeah, really, it's another way they use the name of Jesus to worship themselves. Now, some hidden attacks in the world and the church, and I'm going to close with this part. Lucifer is trying to dethrone God, and he wants his followers to believe they too can become gods. In the beginning, Genesis chapter 3, 4 through 5, he promises what? Eve, just partake of this, and your eyes will be opened. What does that mean? Your eye will be opened. Okay, I'm going to talk about that. What he promises then and what he promises today to his followers is immortality, illumination, and godhood, and that their eyes will be opened. This is the old occult promise to open one's third eye, knowing God, good and evil, and how the force operates, and to do formulas and rituals to give them power. They're all about power. And this is why in the end times there's going to be fake signs and wonders. And if you're just running after power, that you're going to be like Jesus, you're going to fall into this deception, because they're all about this kind of stuff. They say God has sent us angels, masters, godmen. Their godmen are their new apostles and prophets, the NAR. And the spirit guides to show us the way. So when you start talking to angels, you start listening to angels, all this stuff, what does it do? Like this one guy I used to follow, he had 7 visitations. He said Jesus appeared to him. Another guy said, Jesus said, here, eat these cookies. Come on, really? But all their dreams, they're trying to get back to heaven. Mm-hmm. We're not to get to heaven now. No. This is not the time for heaven. But they are always, this is the Gnostic beliefs. They always tried to get back into heaven and have these visitations and talk to dead people. We're not supposed to be talking to Abraham. Abraham's dead. Well, Abraham came and spoke to me. Run, because that's not biblical. Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Word of God show us the way. But these other philosophies they put in, these spirit guides, and the big one today is masters. Yes. Everyone is a master, okay? Who needs a savior with reincarnation and karma? Decreeing and declaring, they save themselves. The ascended masters are the chosen ones who are at God or God Christ consciousness. They've reached that level of consciousness. Some call it God consciousness. Some call it Christ consciousness. Some people call it different things. And study Kundalini while you're at it, because the Kundalini spirit is working through many different religions, and it came into the charismatic church, I think, in the 90s. We all thought it was the power of God. Go look up Kundalini, and you'll see that unsaved people are doing the same thing in India and different religions. It's crept in. But Jesus instructed us, what are we supposed to do? We can't stop it, but we can be aware of what's going on so we don't fall into the ditches of the enemy, the plans, the devices the enemy's set for us. But Jesus instructs us to watch. Mark 13. Verse 5, take heed, again, lest any man deceive you. He keeps telling us about deception. Deception is the end time weapon of the enemy. Deception, deception, deception. They will come in his name. False Christs and false prophets shall arise. They're going to be prominent. They already are. In verse 37, watch out when people tell you a day or time Jesus is coming back. No one knows the day or the hour, neither the angels or the Son, only the Father. Yes. Yep. So what do? You just prepare, live your life, enjoy your life, but be on guard. Know the enemy has a plan. He wants to depopulate. You know this is happening right now. Oh, that's just not true. Well, you haven't studied their agendas. Because if you've studied their own words and their own papers, you would see this is not a tinfoil hat club. Amen. This is reality of what they're moving and doing. So what do? You take heed, watch, 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 and pray. And he always rebuke them for sleeping. And I wonder how many people today would be rebuked because you're sleeping. You're not watching. You're not studying. You're not researching. You're not obedient to tell people what God wants you to say, even if you get beat up or it's not popular. Sometimes I have to tell my kids stuff and they think, oh, here she goes again. But that's this generation. They don't want to hear what's coming. But you know what? It's on our porch right now. Yep. You can't deny it anymore. Right. So, Father, we thank you that you've given us all grace, that you know how to keep the godly out of temptation. You know how to help us endure to whatever end this might be. Might not be right now. Might be years down the road. Who knows? Only you know what the plans of the enemy are and what the plans of Jesus returning are. So once again, Father, we commit our life to you to walk the narrow path. We thank you for wisdom and guidance by the Holy Spirit. And help us not be deceived in this hour. Help us not trust the wrong leader. In the world or in the church, help us keep our eyes on you in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen. If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.